Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email at greatdetectives.net. You can join our 7,000 fans on Facebook at facebook.com/radiodetectives or our 1,000 followers over on Twitter at Radio Detectives. I do want to encourage you, if you have not already, to pick up your copy of All I Needed to Know, I Learned from Columbo, or the sequel book, All I Needed to Know, I Learned from Dragnet. In these e-books, I examine the careers and histories of seven great fictional detectives and policemen, and life lessons that can be learned from their stories. You can purchase the books wherever fine ebooks are sold, or also as an audiobook through audible.com or the iTunes store. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date is May the 24th, 1949, and this one is Joe Gates murdered on sightseeing bus.
Orient, the glamour of the Far East. Now let's step lively, that's right, folks. Our first stop is the Temple of Buddha, and then the Theater of the Orient with its delightful dancing girls.
Hurry, Matilda. Right, hurry, we don't want to miss anything.
Oh, there's no rush, Homer. Now let the others get out of the bus first. He'll wait for us.
You can't fool me, Homer Fosdick. You want to see those dancing girls.
All right, Matilda. We can leave now.
What about this young man in front of us? He's asleep.
I know. He slept through the better part of this tour.
Well, let's wake him. I'm sure he doesn't want to miss any of Chinatown.
Hey, young man, wake up. We're in Chinatown.
Homer, speak louder. Hey, shake him by the shoulder.
Oh, wait till I get up. All right, young man.
Oh, my, he's falling from his feet. Oh, catch him, Homer.
I can't.
Oh, Homer, there's something wrong with that young man.
But you're right, Matilda. There is something wrong with him.
Oh, my
heavens.
There's
a knife in his chest.
Oh, dear, dear.
He's been murdered.
Want a beer with flavor? A flavor that's delightfully, deliciously different? Try that smooth beer. Try Champagne Velvet, the beer with the million-dollar flavor.
Thank you, my friend, for a very happy suggestion. It's worth repeating. Try that smooth beer. But Champagne Velvet is more than just that. It's a beer with a rare and unusual flavor combination. It's bright and sparkling from foam to finish. It's light and lively with a clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure. And best of all, it has the rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor that stamps it as a beer of real premium quality. Premium quality that costs you no premium in price.
Light and lively, bright and sparkling, yet just as smooth. What a flavor combination. And you're sure it's pure.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Guys, so much to see, we don't have too much time. Oh, never mind about the tour. There's a dead man in the bus.
There's a what?
That's right. He was sitting right in front of us, and somebody killed him.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Oh, instead of asking stupid questions, don't you think you should call the police?
Yeah, sure. This is really a sightseeing tour.
Hello,
$35 is the last bid for this lovely antique vase, ladies and gentlemen. Do I hear 40? Do I hear 37? $35, going once. Going twice. Sold to the lovely lady in the green hat for $35. Now, the next item we have for your pleasure is an imported, genuine...
Pause.
Excuse me, just a minute, Falk. Excuse me. What is it?
Beasy just came in. He says he's got to see you. I'll take over.
Okay. All right, folks. Now, the next item that we have for your pleasure is a genuine, imported... What's so important, Beasy?
I got good news for you, Slocum.
Okay, let's hear it.
I found Joe Gates.
Where is he?
Oh, you don't have to worry about him. I spotted him getting on a sightseeing bus to Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
He didn't see me until I sat down next to him.
Are you sure I don't have to worry about him?
Yeah, I'm positive. And I've been thinking, this job took me a little longer than I thought it would. So it should pay me a little more.
I'm a reasonable man, Beasy. How much more?
$1,000 more.
Uh-huh. How did you take care of him?
With a knife. Like this.
Oh. Can I see it?
Yeah, sure, Slocum. Here. It's like any other knife. It had a friend, but I left it in Joe Gates. You see? Just like any other knife.
And you're just like any other cheap killer. A no-good chump.
Slocum, no, you're...
Thought you would blackmail me, hmm? I said I was a reasonable man, not a stupid one.
Blackie?
Yeah?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know, Mary. Where would you get an antique chair?
Gloria Stanton bought one, an authentic Louis XIV chair at an auction gallery for only $15.
Oh, really?
She later offered $100 for it.
$100 for a second-hand chair?
Well, Blackie, it was an antique.
Oh, I don't care what.
Louis XIV sat on it years ago.
Okay, but can anybody sit on it today?
Oh, Blackie.
Okay, Mary. Say, Harry Slocum runs one of those auction rooms.
Who's Harry Slocum? Friend of yours?
No. He's a character who somehow manages to miss being put in jail.
Uh-huh.
He comes mighty close to it.
And he runs an auction room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a front for something illegal.
Oh?
I don't know what it is. But you're wanting to buy a chair will give me an excuse to snoop around Slocum's auction room. After all, how far apart can iniquity and antiquity be?
Are there any more bids for this delicate set of bone china? Now, my last bid is $100. Do I hear 110? Do I hear 110? All right, then, going once for 100. Going twice for 100. Gone to the gentleman in the third row.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And that's all for this morning, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Hey, boss, I got rid of the suckers. What busy one?
Too much, Cliff.
I don't get the double talk, boss.
And Beasy didn't get what he wanted.
Hey, who's that on the floor? It's Beasy.
Yes, we can't leave him there. Cliff helped me get him into this barrel.
And then what?
We're going to take the barrel down to my boat, and we're going to drop Beasy in the barrel into the water.
Oh.
Any more questions, Cliff?
Rollins.
Yes, Inspector Faraday.
You found all these identifications on the body?
Yes, sir. Guy in the bus said the body hadn't been touched by any of the sightseers.
Mm.
Nothing was taken.
Of course something was taken.
What?
There was no identification on him.
Oh?
No fingerprint record on him. There were no laundry or cleaning marks on his clothes.
So?
Because all his stuff was brand new.
Well?
And who was he?
I don't know.
And what about the person who discovered the body?
Well, that was an elderly couple, but the guide let him get away when he went to call us.
Great. The guy is stabbed to death in the middle of a crowded bus. No identification, no nothing.
That's right.
You know, the only thing good about this case is Boston Blackie isn't on it.
Hey, boss, how much further?
A little more, Cliff. I want to get beyond the Coast Patrol.
Oh, I don't like it. Suppose they catch us.
They won't.
Yeah, but if they make a stop, they'll find Beasley's body on his boat. I don't like it, I tell you.
I should have left you in the auction room, Cliff. Who would think of looking in a barrel for a body? Nobody.
I can't help it. I still don't like it.
I didn't like killing him, but it had to be done. It's because he killed Joe Gates for me. He tried to blackmail me. All right, Cliff, you can cut the motor.
What now, boss?
Help me roll this barrel over to the side.
Okay.
Now, wait, hold it.
Huh?
I'll push it in the water yet.
What are you doing with that gun, boss?
I'm going to ventilate this barrel.
What? Hey, are you going crazy? The idea of shooting in that barrel. Beasley's dead, you know that. What's the idea?
I'm just making sure that Beasley's body doesn't float to the surface after we dump him.
Ah.
With all those holes in the barrel, it'll sink right to the bottom. And I want Beasley to be gone a long time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Cliff, lift.
Here he goes.
All right, easy now. I don't want to stop over with the barrel.
Okay, I got it.
I rest it on the rail.
Yeah. Let's get this over with.
Okay, Cliff. Now, do I hear any more bids for this genuine antique barrel? No? Well, going once, going twice, God! So long, BZ. All right, Cliff, let's get out of here.
Oh, Blackie, the auction gallery's closed.
In the middle of the day, Mary, something's wrong here.
Huh?
Must be another entrance. Oh. Come on.
Well, I suppose somebody's in there.
Well, you want to buy a chair, don't you?
Well, sure.
Oh, here's a side door.
Oh, is it locked?
Well, if it is, it's not going to be for long. And there we are.
Now, be careful.
This is dark.
Yeah, it sure is.
Nobody in? It's all ours.
Blackie, I smell paint.
Okay. That's where you're going now.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Okay.
Careful now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
What's the matter?
Oh, I think I got some paint on my sleeve.
Now, hold it. Here's a light switch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shade of green looks rather well with your dress, Mary.
Oh, please, look around and let's get out of here.
Okay. Hey, this place is loaded with stuff, Val. The dishes, tables, and lamps.
There's some chairs.
Hold it, Mary.
Hmm?
In front of you on the floor.
Oh, looks like blood.
It might be. And whoever put it there doesn't have much left.
Well, somebody must have been in a hurry, Blackie. He left his hat there, too.
Yeah. There's paint on the hat. The same color as on the door frame up
there.
It must have been on the tall side. Initials inside the band, B.J.
B.J. Huh.
Mary, I think this B.J. left his blood, his hat, and his life here.
Uh-oh, what are you going to do?
Call Faraday. Might as well put him to work on this. See any phone?
Yeah. On the desk there behind you.
Oh, thanks. See anything else, Mary?
No. No, I don't. Oh, nothing that'll help us, that is.
Homicide, Faraday.
Yeah, this is Blackie, Inspector. Have you found any bodies lately?
What am I, a ghoul?
Sometimes I wonder.
I don't have any body.
You have no head either, so that's abnormal enough.
No.
What about the dead body you've got down at the headquarters right now?
Hey, were you on that sightseeing bus?
Oh, is that where you found him?
As if you didn't know.
Well, have you identified him yet?
We're working on it.
Good.
Look, Blackie.
Faraday, his initials are B.J.
Oh, that makes everything nice and easy. There can't be more than a million people with those initials.
Well, look, you've got to do some work, you know.
Sure. Who else?
I can tell you what the body looks like.
He looks like he was dead. Okay, genius, I'm listening.
He's about 6'1", and wears a hat size 7 1/8.
Yeah. I got news for you, genius.
What?
The corpse is 5'4", his head size is 6 1/2.
Huh?
Goodbye, genius, I'm busy.
Premium quality, yes, sir. Premium quality that is yours to enjoy at no premium in price.
Now, that's something worth remembering. But every time you pour your glass of champagne velvet, you're reminded that you're enjoying a real premium quality beer at no premium in price. You know, of course, that more costly malt and grain, higher priced hops, and more careful and costly brewing methods are all a part of CV's famous million-dollar formula. So CV has to have unmistakable premium quality. CV's flavor tells you all of that. It's bright and sparkling, light and lively from foam to finish, with the rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor of a real honest-to-goodness beer. Real premium quality beer. But that's not all. It has a clear, clean taste given it by controlled aging. A taste that makes you sure it's pure.
And it's smooth, 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 just as smooth.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Beezy Jones, a killer, trails Joe Gates on a sightseeing bus and stabs him to death. When Beezy tries to get more money for the job from Boss Slocum, owner of an auction room, Slocum kills Beezy and dumps him in the ocean. Because Mary wants to buy a chair, Blackie uses this as a pretext to search Slocum's place. Blackie finds a puddle of blood and a hat with the initials B.J. in it. Blackie calls Inspector Faraday, but Faraday is working on the murder of Joe Gates, and Beezy's death has not as yet been reported. As we return to our story, Homer and Matilda Fosdick, the elderly couple who discovered Joe's body on the sightseeing bus, are coming to see Inspector Faraday.
Hey, come along, Homer.
All right, Matilda.
Inspector Faraday's office is right down here in this corridor.
Oh, Matilda, do you think we should?
Oh, it's our duty.
Well, I suppose so.
There's a murderer running loose, and we must help the inspector catch him.
Well, I hope we do.
Here's the office.
Come in.
Inspector Faraday?
You know, he isn't just now.
Then what are you doing in his office?
Well, I'm waiting for him. Can I help you?
Well, we're here to see that justice is done. We are going to help the inspector solve the murder.
Well, up till now, that's been my exclusive privilege.
Tilda, don't you recognize this man?
No,
He's Boston Blackie.
Well, so he is. Wait till the girls in Cozy Corner hear about this. You must be helping the inspector find the murderer, that nice young man on the sightseeing bus.
Oh, were you on that bus?
Oh, we sat right behind the young man.
Yes, and we were the ones who discovered he was dead.
Yes.
Now, we figured that that young man must have been stabbed to death by the fellow sitting next to him.
Well.
And we saw that other man. Didn't we, Homer?
Well, we certainly did.
You saw the other man? Did you get a good look at him?
I should say we did.
Well,
he was a big man with a scar on the left side of his face.
Yes.
And he had dark hair.
And he was wearing a gray felt hat with a snap brim.
You found the man?
No, just a hat.
Oh.
Now, think hard, will you please? Did this man with the scar have bushy eyebrows?
Yes. Blackie, you know the killer.
I think I do. He's Beezy Jones. He's a cheap hood.
Cheap hood. See, Homer, see? I told you we'd help solve the case.
Well...
Isn't that right, Blackie?
Not quite. You see, somebody killed Beezy. Now we have to find the killer's killer.
Oh.
Stay away from me, boss.
Cliff.
The next time I won't miss.
Cliff, you gone crazy. Put that gun down.
No. You ain't gonna get rid of me like you did Beezy.
Now, where did you get such a fool idea?
That's the way you operate. I know you. First Beezy kills Joe Gates and you kill Beezy, so nobody can trace it back to you.
So what?
Now you're gonna kill me because I know about Beezy and Joe.
That'll be a sap, Cliff. I need you.
Yeah.
I trust you. Put that gun down.
Oh, no. You're not gonna stuff me in an old barrel.
Oh, of course I'm not now, Cliff.
Go on. Put that gun down.
Oh, no.
You're my right-hand man, Cliff. I trust you.
Sure.
I need you, Cliff.
Well, that's better.
I don't know. Cliff, I couldn't kill you. After all, I don't have Joey or Beezy anymore.
That's right.
You're my right-hand man. I'm the only one that's left.
Blackie, what are you doing behind my desk?
I just wanted to see how the idle glass operates, Faraday. What kept you?
What kept me?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. It's like this. We've been trying to identify the body we found on the bus.
Any luck?
Yeah. We managed to get results once in a while. Corpse is Joe Gates.
I know who killed him.
Same way you identified a corpse you never saw?
Well, I
Look, Blackie, why don't you take a vacation from being a pest?
beat it.
Relax, Faraday. I'm a taxpayer, and headquarters is civic property. Besides, the elderly couple who found Gates dead in the bus were just here.
Yeah, well, where are they now?
I sent them home.
You what?
They told me everything they knew. They described a guy sitting next to Gates on the bus, and I'm sure it was B.Z. Jones.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Now all we have to do is find B.Z. Jones. We have our case.
Yeah, not quite.
Why not?
B.Z.'s dead. Remember, I thought your corpse had the initials B.J.?
Oh, so that was your corpse. All right, where is it?
Well, I don't know. You see, I was doing some investigating in the back of Slocum's auction.
Slocum, where does he come into this? Now, what are you talking
about? You'll stop making so much noise, maybe you'll learn something.
Okay, teacher, go ahead. But it better be good.
It is. I found blood in the back of Slocum's place, and near the blood, a hat with the initials B.J. in it.
Yeah, so?
So, Slocum is supposed to be running a legitimate auction room.
Yeah,
but I think it's a front for stolen goods. There's your case, Faraday.
Where?
Gates tried to pull some kind of a stunt, so Slocum hired B.Z. to take care of him. And then Slocum killed B.Z.
Yeah.
It's all tied in with this racket in the auction room.
Yeah.
Why don't you investigate Slocum's place, Faraday? Maybe you'll find auctions speak louder than words.
Found a chair, Blackie.
And Faraday still is looking for a killer.
Yeah.
Look, Mary, I think I can wind up this case, but I need your help. How about it?
Well, I did want to get back to my place and change his dress. Well, what do you want me to do?
You ought to go to Slocum.
Yeah.
And pose as B.Z. Jones's girlfriend.
Just call me Mabel.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Tell him B.Z. told you all about the racket, the auction room being a front for stolen goods and so forth, and B.Z. taking care of Joe Gates, of course. And tell him B.Z. kept a record of all his work.
You mean a diary?
Yeah, some sort of a little record book.
Mm-hmm.
And he's left it in your apartment, just in case anything happens to him.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, your job is to get him to come to your apartment after that little book.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do the rest.
Rollins.
Yes, sir?
Bring in that sightseeing guide, will you?
Yes, Inspector. Okay, you. Come on in.
Yeah, sure. Gee, Inspector, I'm sorry I haven't been able to tell you more, but I couldn't help it if those people ran away when I went to call you.
Sit down.
Yes, sir. Now, as I...
Okay. If you saw any of the people who were on the bus, would you recognize them?
Oh, I sure would. I got a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
See it once, I always remember it.
Yeah. Rollins, get me those photographs.
Well, I got them right here. Here you are, sir.
Thanks. Now, you say you got a photographic memory. You remember this face?
The man with the scar?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, he was on a bus. He sat right next to the guy who was killed.
Okay, you can go now.
That's all?
Yeah, thanks, and so long.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ben Rollins, looks like Blackie was right. It was B.Z. Jones who killed Joe Gates. Now all I got to do is figure out what happens next.
Can I help you, lady?
I'm looking for Mr. Slocum.
Well, we're not open for business today. Tomorrow.
No, my business is private, and it can't wait.
Oh. Well, down there, his office door is open.
Thanks. Hello?
What do you want?
Mr. Slocum?
Yeah.
B.Z. sent me.
B.Z. Come in, close that door. Okay, now what's your story, sister?
My name's Mabel Warren, and B.Z. and I are going to be married. And he said he was coming here this morning to get paid for taking care of Joe for you.
How did you know
Let
that?
Let go of my arm! B.Z. told me everything. He even kept a record of all his deals.
You don't say.
And I got it. Just in case anything happens to B.Z.
You almost had me fooled.
Huh?
You've been here before. That green paint on your sleeve. You must have been around this morning after B.Z. and I left.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do, and I recognize you. You're Mary Wesley, Boston Blackie's girlfriend.
Cliff! You're crazy.
Call me, boss?
Yeah, I got a job for you.
Well, I'm still painting that chair.
I can wait.
Let go of me. No, I'm not Mary Wesley. I told you my name was...
Take it easy, Miss Wesley.
Cliff,
this is Boston Blackie's girlfriend.
What?
I want you to take care of her.
Oh, no.
Cliff, I'm the boss, remember?
I don't care.
I give the orders. After all, you're my first assistant, and I trust you, remember? Here's a gun.
I don't kill no dames, boss. That's out. Anything but that.
It's either that or nothing, Cliff.
I don't kill no dames.
All right, then here goes nothing.
No, boss, no!
Oh, you killed him.
You shouldn't have said no to me.
Oh.
I'm the boss, you see. I give the orders.
Yeah.
Now, don't try to get away.
Well, what are you going to do?
First, you're going to help me get Cliff's body in a barrel and onto my boat.
Oh, now, look. I got Beasy's diary in my apartment.
Oh, stop that.
Let's
We're not
go.
Going near your apartment. This is one of Blackie's tricks. But, brother, did it backfire?
Now, just remember this, Miss Wesley.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to use this gun, so don't try to run.
Blackie will take care of you.
Blackie is in your apartment waiting for me to show.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't fool me.
Uh-oh.
Now, let's get the barrel out of the side of this truck. Come
on,
go hurry
me.
Up.
I don't...
Now, grab one side.
Oh,
go on.
You're out of your mind.
Is that bad? All right, now lift. I can roll this barrel down the gang, flagging out of the boat myself, so I'll take care of you right now.
Oh.
That's nice of you, Slocum.
Blackie! Oh, Blackie, am I glad to see you, but look out, he's got a gun.
Yeah, and I can use it too, Blackie.
Give you a chance to show me.
Go on.
No.
That takes care of Slocum.
Yeah.
He's pretty draped over that barrel.
Oh, he sure does.
Are you all right, Mary?
Yes, Blackie, but how did you get here? You were supposed to meet me at my apartment.
Well, when you left, I remembered the paint on your sleeve and realized that if Slocum saw it, he'd put two and two together.
He did, Blackie. He wanted one of his gunmen, Cliff, to kill me, but Cliff wouldn't, so Slocum killed him and stuffed him into this barrel.
Uh-huh.
It was awful.
Now, take it easy, Mary.
Yeah. How did you get here?
Well, when I realized what might happen, I got down to the auction room just in time to see you drive here with Slocum.
Oh, boy, am I glad you did. What do we do now?
Call Inspector Faraday and tell him we have his killer over a barrel.
Make mine CV, because for me there is no finer beer. And it's just as smooth.
Make mine CV. So many folks who know good beer when they taste it have said just that. Time after time, that Champagne Velvet is not only the leading beer by far in its home state of Indiana, but it is preferred by particular people everywhere that it is sold. There's only one reason for that, and that is flavor. The bright, sparkling, light and lively flavor of a real premium quality beer. Premium quality that costs you no premium in price. The rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor of real, honest-to-goodness beer. And the clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure.
So make yours CV, because for you, there is no finer beer. You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth.
And now, here is a preview of what happens next week.
Oh, Mary,
Blackie, what are you doing home on such a gorgeous day?
Waiting for you to come over so we can take off for a drive in the country.
Oh, well, what are we waiting for?
Not a thing. Come on, let's...
You want me to answer, Blackie, or should we ignore it?
I'd better take it. Otherwise, I'll be wondering all day who is calling.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. That's funny.
Hmm? What's the matter?
There was somebody on the phone, and when he heard my voice, he hung up.
Yeah, you know what they say about when a man answers.
Oh, good night. Now, there's somebody at the door.
Well, I'll take it this time. Yes? What? Blackie, there's nobody out here.
Oh, but there must be.
Well, the hall's empty. Well, look, here's an envelope on the floor.
Whoever rang the bell must have left it and run.
Yeah, well, let's see what it is. Come on, hurry.
Okay, Mary, now take it easy.
Okay, hurry up, okay. Well, Blackie, what's in the envelope?
Well, look to yourself.
It's empty.
First the phone rings, and nobody's at the other end. The doorbell rings, and the hall's empty. And now this envelope with nothing in it.
Golly.
And the fact that nothing is in it means something's going on.
Welcome back. Well, this is one of those cases where, you know, if Blackie hadn't been involved, I'd like to think that Faraday would have unraveled it eventually, because you have a murder in broad daylight with witnesses who saw the killer, and a boss who is just, you know, leaving bodies everywhere. I did like that Mandel Kramer's character had the sense that this was not going to go well and had some inclination to kill the boss before he himself was killed, but he didn't follow through or, you know, just leave. And as a result, he did end up eventually being murdered. I have to admit, as I look back at this episode, I think that all of the stuff with disposing of bodies in barrels, you know, which, you know, we did, you know, we referenced the barrels repeatedly in this episode, was just to set up that pun at the end. It's like the writer sat down and said, we've got to deliver this closing pun, and you know what? I am just going to make this happen no matter what. I have to appreciate, if nothing else, the determination to make that happen. All right, well, some listener comments and feedback now. Well, when I was on vacation, I played episodes of various series, and we got a lot of love for Candy Matson. Helen writes, I love the series and the relationship between Candy and the lieutenant. Shelley says, by far my favorite radio voice ever. Les says, always enjoy listening to Candy Matson episodes. Donna says, one of my absolute favorite shows. I wish all the missing episodes could be found. So do I, Donna. And there is hope. A San Francisco-based episode of Pat Novak for Hire was found in recent years. And it seems like, you know, there's probably just as good chance that we might get some more Candy Matson. Even though finding all would be tough, I would really love to be able to hear more of it. I would love it if you could find someone who would, you know, faithfully recreate these sorts of episodes, you know, because we have all the scripts at the Thousand Oaks Public Library, but I get very nervous whenever anyone tries, you know, who's modern tries to remake something like that, because it's, you know, very tempting to turn it into a modern show, and it loses a lot of charm if you do that. But thanks so much for the comment, Donna. Ira writes, I was listening to the Superman with Batman episodes, and Batman says Candy's over at another bank watching it for him and calls him him. Yep, Candy Matson was a guy in that episode. Well, it was actually Candy Myers is the character on Superman in the Superman radio series, so different character. And then we also played an episode of Philip Marlowe, and Bill wrote in regarding that. Bill writes, one of my favorite series, I could listen to Philip Marlowe all day. And I appreciate the comment, and I will also share that if you do enjoy series and you'd like to binge, you might also, you might want to check out our YouTube channel, youtube.greatdetectives.net, because one thing that's really nice is we do have them in a playlist. So, you know, you could listen to all the episodes of Philip Marlowe right in a row. And you can do that, you know, from your computer or mobile device. Or, you know, if you've got, you know, YouTube Red, you can download the, you know, program. So that is another option for accessing the programs. Then we also did get a review with a recommendation from Ken, who writes, I enjoy the wide variety of shows. Also, the sound quality is excellent. And then we got an unrecommendation. First one of these we've gotten on Facebook. Jay says, change to announcer who speaks English. The current announcer has great difficulty with the English language. I do? That's a new one. Plus, I don't know if I wouldn't categorize myself as an announcer. More like a host, but All right, well, that was something. Okay, I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. I want to thank Zant so much for his support. Zant's been one of our Patreon supporters since February 2017, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. And that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.